The Myth of Infinite Monkeys: Why Randomness Can't Write Shakespeare. Chance, Life, and Shakespeare. Humans are often fascinated by the power of randomness. From games of chance to theories about the origin of life, randomness is frequently portrayed as a mysterious force capable of producing complex outcomes. One famous metaphor representing this belief is the infinite monkey theorem. This theorem posits that a monkey randomly typing for an infinite amount of time could eventually produce the complete works of William Shakespeare. While intriguing, this concept is widely misunderstood in discussions of probability and the origin of life. It risks oversimplifying complex processes into mere chance. Yet, in complex systems, outcomes do not emerge from simple trials. Rather, they require precise conditions and mechanisms. The origin of life, not a simple game of dice. The formation of the first living organism would require at least 400 proteins, each composed of approximately 200 amino acids. These proteins would not only need to be precisely arranged, but must also interact simultaneously in space and time with other complex components such as lipids, carbohydrates, and nucleotides. To suggest such a system emerged purely by chance is a statistically implausible claim. For this reason, critics often use analogies like the infinite monkey theorem to illustrate just how unlikely this is. The comparison underscores that the probability of life emerging by accident is about as likely as a monkey randomly typing out Hamlet without understanding language. The origin of life involves a complex interplay of physical, chemical, and biological processes that cannot be adequately captured by mathematical probability alone. Life, as we know it, is a functional, self-replicating system that cannot arise simply from the accumulation of random molecules. Infinite monkeys, infinite time. Theory meets reality. The infinite monkey theorem relies on two unrealistic assumptions: infinite time and an infinite number of monkeys. These assumptions are incompatible with the constraints of a finite universe. A recent study published in the December 2024 issue of the journal Franklin Open tackled this question by evaluating the theorem under finite conditions. Stephen Woodcock of the University of Technology Sydney and Jay Folletta of the University of Florida conducted a mathematical analysis based on realistic cosmological parameters. Their work numerically assessed the flaws in the theorem and showed how its probabilistic assumptions diverge from reality. Instead of assuming infinite monkeys and time, the researchers used feasible values for time and population based on what the universe can actually accommodate. Their study moves beyond mathematical curiosity and highlights how scientific reasoning must reflect practical constraints. A realistic simulation, monkeys, and the constraints of typing. Rather than engage in abstraction, the researchers constructed a practical scenario. They assumed a keyboard with 30 keys, letters and punctuation, and a global population of approximately 200,000 chimpanzees, each typing one keystroke per second until the end of the universe, estimated at 10 to the power of 100 years from now. Even under these conditions, the results were striking. A single chimpanzee had only about a 5% chance of typing the seven-letter word bananas within its lifetime. In contrast, even with 200,000 chimpanzees working simultaneously, the likelihood of reproducing Shakespeare's 884,000-word corpus before the end of the universe was essentially zero. These results go beyond theoretical validation. They demonstrate how real-world resource limits drastically reduce statistical feasibility. The simulation also reinforces that complex systems do not arise through simple repetition. The limits of biological randomness. The implications of this study extend beyond literature into biology. The notion that randomness alone could generate complex and functional biological systems is deeply questionable. Life on Earth began shortly after the planet cooled below sterilization temperatures, a time frame far too short for random molecular combinations to feasibly result in life. Moreover, no known random generation mechanism akin to an infinite monkey generator has ever been identified in early Earth conditions. This indicates that randomness alone is insufficient to explain life's emergence. Biological complexity encompasses adaptive functionality, biochemical interactions, and systems for storing and transmitting information. These features cannot be explained by random molecular assembly alone, They must be considered within a broader framework of external conditions and internal system interactions. Pop culture and the misconception of probability. Popular culture has embraced the infinite monkey theorem as a whimsical symbol of randomness. It has appeared in The Simpsons, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and TikTok videos, often used to generate humor or irony. However, such portrayals may mislead audiences about the nature of probability. While randomness can yield surprising outcomes, it does not make everything possible. Outcomes that exceed the boundaries of randomness require structured processes or the intervention of intelligence. Probabilistic thinking, when divorced from context, is prone to exaggeration and can lead to unrealistic expectations. Though randomness in pop culture is often framed playfully, scientific inquiry demands clearly defined conditions, mechanisms, and environments. As such, statistical novelty should be viewed critically, and scientific thinking must prioritize assumptions and limitations over mere numerical fascination. Understanding the power and limits of randomness. The infinite monkey theorem is not a magical showcase of probability theory, but a cautionary example of its misapplication. Although mathematically conceivable, the theorem loses meaning within the physical and temporal realities of our finite universe. While some outcomes may be theoretically possible, they are practically unattainable. In both cosmology and biology, distinguishing between mathematical potential and real-world feasibility is crucial. Blind faith in randomness must be tempered by considerations of scale, limitation, and context. Whether it is the writing of Shakespeare or the emergence of a cell, the universe operates on the laws of reality, not hypothetical mathematics. Probability is powerful, but it is not omnipotent. Reflection on probability helps us understand the boundary between the possible and the impossible, but it is no master key.